I would like to reflect on this morning, adopted by the words of the Lord by Reverend Vanessa Southern, one of our colleagues in the Unitarian Universalist Ministry. It's entitled, On Facing the Inevitable. There is a story of a little girl sent by her mother on an errand. When she finally returned, her mother asked her, what took her so long? A friend had broken his bicycle, and she had stopped to help. But, said her mother, you don't know anything about fixing bicycles. I know, she said, I stopped to help him cry. We come here in the presence of the ultimate mystery, knowing we are bound by the inevitables of life. Determined as we are to fix things, to make all things right, to display our mastery over fate, in our wiser moments, we know our limits. Sometimes all we can do is sit in the presence of one another and cry. Always we are trying to assert ourselves in the face of life's difficulties. We need to feel that we can overcome them, that we can triumph over adversity. Sometimes, in the face of the imponderable, all we can do is sit with one another and mope. We are all too human in our need to feel our superiority over the things of nature. Neither beasts nor flowers of the field are we, but rather the crowning glory of creation. We are also creatures who have only begun to explore our limits. Sometimes, in the face of the unchangeable, all we can do is to sit with one another and laugh. May we forgive our arrogance, understand our pride, be gentle with our presumptions. It is only that we are human that our reach exceeds our grasp, that we try so hard to be gods. In the face of the divine, all we can do is stay with one another and be human. Let us stay with one another in a moment of silent sharing.